Well, we have a special guest in store for you tonight, someone who I am very, very proud of right now. She is a part of Teen Mania Ministries. She's an intern at the Honor Academy there. I did that to myself a few years back. So she's doing a wonderful thing, you guys. She is doing awesome things for God. She is standing in the gap for you, the youth of America, the youth of the world. She's passionate about missions. She's just all about this, you know, the ministry and all of that. And she has definitely a wonderful word for you tonight. Melody Romo, come on up. Let's give her a hand.
Thank you, Michael. Oh, it's so good to be here. I'm so happy and thankful that Matt's letting me speak tonight. I asked him if I could share with you guys. And so I'm really excited, and like Michael said, I'm at Teen Mania right now, and it's pretty crazy over there. We do a lot of cool, fun stuff, and it's just all about devoting your life to the Lord pretty much for a whole year and just going deep with God. And so how many of you guys love Jesus with all your heart, soul, mind, strength? Good. Then if anybody's graduating from high school, check out the Honor Academy. A little promo. Okay, anyways. All right. So does anybody want to pray for me real fast? Anybody?
Lord, I just pray that you'd be with Melody right now as she speaks. I pray that her words would be your words, God. I pray that you'd take away any nervousness that she might have and just organize her message. And I just pray that everyone here would listen and that they would open their hearts to you, Lord, and your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So you guys have been doing some fun stuff lately. I heard about the fall retreat. Thank you, Michael. Does anybody have anything to say about that? No? Wasn't that cool? Did anybody go here from here tonight? Who went? Raise your hand if you went. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Cool. That's awesome. I totally wanted to be there. I couldn't. Okay. Well, I realize that there's just a few of us tonight, but I really feel like God has a message for you, and the Lord is just really awesome, and a lot of times he chases us down to love us, and so you being here tonight is divine, and the Lord has something for you. So if you pay attention, and you listen, and you open up your heart, God will speak to you, and he'll do something great in you, something fresh, and you'll receive from the Lord, and you'll be excited because Jesus means everything to us, right? So, okay. All right. So, tonight I have something fun. I think it's fun. Okay. Kind of nervous, guys. Smile for me. Smile. Okay. Oh, and I just want to recognize Wanda and Jason. They came out to see me tonight, and I'm really happy. I love them a lot. Shout out. Okay. All right. Tonight I'm talking about consecration. Does anybody know what consecration means? Okay, cool. Well, I didn't either until about a week ago, so that's okay. So, consecration means the solemn dedication to a sacred purpose. Literally means setting apart, okay? So, you guys, really, I just want to encourage you tonight in this area, because I know that we all love the Lord, and I know that we're all living for God, and tonight I want to encourage you to consecrate yourselves to God. And I know this is a big word, but you guys can understand that. Y'all understand that, right? Everybody understands that? Consecration is very biblical, and the Lord, it's a very intimate thing, and I believe that when we consecrate ourselves to God, he delights in that, and And so the solemn dedication to a sacred purpose, sacred meaning highly valued and important, and another definition for consecrate is to sanctify, and to sanctify is to set apart for sacred use, to make holy and purify, to make productive of holiness or spiritual blessing. So when you consecrate something to the Lord, it's going to produce holiness and spiritual blessing. And that's exciting to me. That's fun for me. I want to be holy for God, and I want to produce holiness and spiritual blessing. And so some synonyms are to dedicate, to devote, to commit, to give, and to vow. All right? Yeah. Okay. So the verse for tonight is found in Leviticus 27, 28. And it says, "But nothing that a man owns and devotes to the Lord, whether man or animal or family, land, may be sold or redeemed. Everything so devoted is most holy to the Lord." Everything so devoted is most holy to the Lord. When you devote something to God that's your own, it's holy to the Lord. And so that's a big deal, you guys. When you devote yourself to God and you consecrate yourself to the Lord, you're holy to him. You're set apart for his purpose to produce holiness and spiritual blessing. Like, that's a big deal. And a lot of times we surrender our lives every day to the Lord, right? There's a battle going on, flesh versus spirit. And but the Lord just has been speaking to my heart lately in that you surrender yourself to me, Melody, but have you consecrated yourself to me? Have you totally just said, you know, given yourself for my holiness to be produced in you, for my spiritual blessing to be produced in you? And so this is exciting, you guys. Like, if you just really think about it, like, get excited. You know that God wants to produce holiness in you. He wants you to be so devoted to him. He loves you. He created you to love you, all right? And, you know, this is an act of faith and trust towards the Lord. And it is something intimate, and the Lord does not take it lightly. When you consecrate something to him, it's important to him. And so one thing that I was thinking about telling you guys, I was like, man, I know that you guys are so full of the word. Like, Matt has great messages. I download the podcasts every week. I listen to them. And y'all are so full of the word. And, you know, a lot of times, like, we go through school and stuff. And I was telling Crystal before the service, like, I used to be in high school. And I love the Lord. And I had this great relationship with God. But for some reason, I was always like, you know, God's going to fulfill his will in my life when I graduate. He'll manifest his destiny in me when I graduate, and it'll be great. But the Lord wants to manifest his destiny for you today, tonight. And when you consecrate yourselves to the Lord, that's showing the Lord, I'm serious about this, God. I know I'm only 15. I know I'm only 12. I know I'm 18, but I'm going to do this for you because I love you, because you're important to me. And it doesn't matter how old you are. The Lord was 12 years old when he spoke in the temple. Jesus was 12 years old when he was preaching to the priests, okay? And, you know, as some Hebrew scholars say, that the disciples were 15 years old when they decided to follow Jesus, you know? How old was David when he went up against Goliath? God wants you to get serious about him today. It doesn't matter how old you are. He wants you to get serious about him. He wants you to go deeper. You can go deeper all the time with the Lord. The Lord never gets boring unless you decide to stop going deeper. Unless you're just like, all right, this is where I'm at in my walk with the Lord, and this is good for me right now. That's not true. God wants to take you places, and if you're not growing in the Lord, you're stagnant. And the Lord wants you to burn for him, okay? Like, he doesn't want lukewarm Christians, okay? Like, and to me, it's like you're either hot for God or you're not. You're either like, I love the Lord. My life is an example of Jesus Christ, and I'm serving him, and I'm in the Word every day. Or you're just like, yeah, I love God, and I can pick up my Bible once a week, maybe. You know, like, that's great to start off with, but God wants you to go deeper. He is crying out for your hearts. He's crying out for your souls. He's after your heart, and he's calling you out. Tonight, right now, he's calling you out, and he's saying, go deeper with me. Go deeper with me. Come with me. Let's go. Come on, let's do this together. I'm your Lord. Your price tag is Jesus' blood. That's how much he loves you, that he died for you. And so I just really want to encourage you to be serious tonight and go deeper with God and consecrate your lives to him and devote yourself to him for his sacred purpose, which is to produce holiness and spiritual blessing. And so in order to meet with God, you must discipline yourself and set yourself apart from the ways of this world. And So how do we set ourselves apart? Does anybody have any ideas of how we set ourselves apart? Michael.
be different from what the world says. That's setting yourself apart. You know, the world says a lot of things that are totally contrary to the Spirit of God. So that's, when you put that aside, that's definitely setting yourself apart.
That's good. That's true. That's very good. And one way that we're set apart from this world is that we're children of God. And in 1 John 3:1, let's turn to 1 John. Who has their Bibles? Anybody? All right, let me go there. 1 John. All right. It says, "How great is the love of the Father, is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. We're children of God." But it also goes on to say that no one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God. Nor is anyone who does not love his brother. Like, that is so clear, you guys. Like, if you're not doing what is right now, you're not a child of God. If you're in sin right now, you're not a child of God, and you can't be set apart from the ways of this world. You're in darkness. But the Lord wants to set you free, and he wants you to live in his love because he loves you. He made you to love you. And so it's important that we get over whatever it is that we're going through. Like, I know what it is to be going through sin or to be going through something hard and to feel like you can't just get out of it. But you can. You can. You can dedicate your life to the Lord, to his sacred purpose. Tonight you can consecrate, you can begin consecrating your life to the Lord and saying, "Lord, I love you enough that I want to consecrate myself to you and I want to be a child of God and I don't want to go on sinning. I want to live in your love and in your mercy." And so you have to know that you're a child of God. And in Zechariah 8:2, it says, "This is what the Lord Almighty says. I am very jealous for Zion. I am burning with jealousy for her." God is jealous. When we don't give him our time and we, like, you know, we're, I don't know, out with our friends or we're on MySpace and we could be spending that time with God, he gets jealous of that. He's jealous of you. He's saying, "I am burning with jealousy for her, for you." You guys, the Lord wants all of you, not just 5 minutes of your time at night. He wants all of you. He wants you in his word every day so that he can speak life into you, so that he can encourage you. And so the Lord wants you to go deeper with him. And he wants you to consecrate yourself to him and set yourself apart for his use. And so I'm going to read you a passage from John. John's really cool. John 17, if you want to read along. I have a lot of stuff in my Bible. It's kind of annoying. Okay, sorry. Okay. John 17, and this was Jesus' prayer. Jesus prays for all believers. Okay. "My prayer is not for them alone, okay? I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I've given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you. And they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them. And I will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I may, myself may be in them." That was Jesus' prayer before he died on the cross for you. That was his prayer. You were on his heart. And You guys, like, you should just give the Lord your all because he gave you his all. He died for you. Like, if you believe in Jesus, like, that should speak to your heart. Because God, Jesus suffered a very, very hard death for you. And it breaks his heart when you don't follow him, when you don't devote yourself to him. And so I just want to encourage you to give him your all because he gave you his all. And you can give him your all by consecrating yourself to the Lord, by setting yourself apart, you guys. And I have a story to tell you. There's this little girl who wanted a pearl necklace. Has anybody heard this story? Anybody? There was a little girl who wanted a pearl necklace, and she wanted it really bad. And she went to Walmart. She saw a pearl necklace on the stand, and it was $1.25. And so for weeks, she saved up her quarters. She wanted to wear the pearl necklace. And finally, she saved up $1.25, and she went to the store, and she bought it. And she wore it every day, and at night, she would put it on her nightstand. And she would wear it, put it on her nightstand. And every night, her father would come in, and he would tell her, he would ask her, "Can I have your pearl necklace?" And she'd be like, "No, you can have any of my other toys, just not my pearl necklace, Dad. I want to keep it." And so he'd say, "Okay." He'd go in the next night. He'd be like, "Can I have your pearl necklace?" And she'd be like, "No, Daddy, you can have any of my other toys, but you can't have my pearl necklace. I don't want to keep my pearl necklace." And so the next night he went in, and she was crying. She had her hand cupped, and he walked up to her, and she opened her hand, and she gave him her pearl necklace. And he took it, and he put it in his pocket, and he pulled out brand new real pearls, and he gave them to her. And you guys, when you consecrate yourself to the Lord, he's going to give you new life, you know, and it doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter where you are. When you stop everything and you say, "Lord, I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to give you my full life. I'm going to pursue you." The Lord is going to do something great in your life. He's going to bless you, and you're going to walk in his favor. I walk in the Lord's favor. The Lord loves me, you guys. The Lord loves me. Every day, I'm blessed by the Lord. I wake up, and I just see the blessings that God pours out on my life because I acknowledge the Lord. I love the Lord, and I respond to the call. I respond to his call for my life, and I walk in his favor, and you can respond to the call he has for your life right now, even if you're in high school. The Lord has things for you. There are people in your life that the Lord has put in your life for you to minister to. And if you don't minister to those people, they're going to go to hell. Like, you are set. Like, the Lord has a plan for you, and he wants you to follow through in it. And I want to encourage you to just consecrate yourself tonight. And this is a very intimate thing. You can just pray, you know, on your own tonight sometime, "Lord, I want to consecrate myself to you." If you want to learn more about it, you guys, how I learn about stuff, I read the Bible, I go online, I search for things. But yeah, so pursue Jesus Christ and find the knowledge of God, know his heart. And one way that you can find the heart of God, and really the only way, is the Word of God. How many of you love the Word of God? How many of you love it? I love my Bible. I love my Bible. And I was not always like that. I used to think the Bible was boring, and I couldn't read it. And then the Lord slapped me in the face and was like, "Get yourself together. These are my words. You need to love it." And I do, because this is where the heart of God is found. You want to know Jesus? Open your Bible and read it. Okay? If you don't understand it, go to your computer and go to dictionary.com and look up the words. And I had to do that to myself. I had to really just be like, I need to know how to read the Bible, because I was not very, I wasn't very studious. And so I, but the Lord has worked on my heart, and I love the Bible. And so, yeah. So guys, when you consecrate yourself to the Lord, the Lord's going to produce holiness in you and spiritual blessing. And he loves you, and he wants to do that to you. He wants to produce that within you because he loves you. He made you to love you. And so I just want to encourage you guys to dedicate and devote yourself to the Lord for his sacred use. Amen.
All right. Man, that was awesome. So you guys, we need to consecrate ourselves. We need to set ourselves apart. Melody, that was for me. I don't know about you guys, but that was for me. Let's give her another awesome hand. That was a beautiful message. I guess that concludes our evening tonight. I'm going to go ahead and pray. Dear Lord, we just thank you so much for tonight. We just thank you for the word that was brought. God, help us, Father God, to set ourselves apart for you, Lord God, so that we can experience the spiritual blessings that you have in store for us, Lord God. Father, we just ask you, God, that you would just, just bless us tonight, God. Just show us your favor, Father God. Lord, we thank you so much. Father, we thank you for this evening, God. We thank you for your word, Lord God. And Lord, we just thank you, Father, for this week, Lord Jesus. Just pray for Matt, Lord God. I lift him up. Pray that you bless him tonight. Get him well, Lord, so that he can get back in here, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen.